Howdy.
Save your energy for the work. Bramble may look like somebody's kindly old grandpa, but you don't want to get on his bad side.
Why not?
The youngster just shook his head and continued scrubbing at the deck with the holy stone. The preacher followed his example. The work didn't look that hard, but Preacher soon found his knees and back aching. The rough stone irritated his hands. Whenever the sailor with the bucket washed down the deck, some of the water inevitably splashed up in his face. Maybe this chore actually needed to be done. He didn't know about that, but it became obvious to him that being assigned to it was something of a punishment, too. His clothes were already wet from being down in the bilge, and they didn't dry because water kept being flung in his general direction. That added to the misery, as did the sun, which beat down without pity on the men working on deck. After a while, the preacher had had enough of it.
All the hell with this.
He stood up and tossed the holy stone onto the deck at his feet.
What are you doing?
You there!
Bramble levered a gnarled finger at Preacher.
Pick that up and get back to work.
I ain't no sailor, but that deck looks plenty clean to me. I don't mind working for my keep, but there's gotta be jobs that make more sense than this.
Your betters will decide what you're to do. Now pick up that stone and get back down on your knees, blast your eyes.
Slowly, Preacher shook his head.
I don't cotton being on my knees.
The confrontation caught the attention of most of the men on deck. They stopped whatever they were doing and turned to look at Preacher and Bramble. Preacher's back was turned toward the spot where Samson stood, but he had a hunch that was the captain's gaze he felt borne into his back.
A touch of the lash will knock some of that starch out of you, boy.
What are you, blind? I ain't a boy and I won't be whipped.
We'll just see about that. Captain!
Samson walked up behind Preacher.
What's going on here, Bramble?
This new feller don't want to work. Says he's too good for holy stoning and won't get on his knees. Won't be whipped neither, he says.
Samson strolled around so Preacher could see him from the corner of his eye. The captain was not alone. Abner Roland and two more burly sailors were with him.
A ship's crew has to have discipline, mister. Sailors have to take orders or the whole system breaks down. You understand that, don't you?
Preacher just stared stonily at him.
All right, if that's the way it's to be. String him up to the mast. Bosun, fetch the cat-o'-nine-tails from me cabin.